Hey guys, welcome back to Real Bearded News. I'm your host, Sean. And it hasn't been that long since we chat. But the last time that we spoke about some really good movies, some really good recommendations, and I did say that I will revisit maybe a sequel and tell you if you should watch it. On this episode of 31 Days of Halloween, or 31 Days of Horror Movies, excuse me, I'm recommending Hell House 2 LLC. We pick up where we left off, kind of, from Hell House 1. And we basically start off with, again, it's still handheld, it's still found footage, and we start off with a lady recounting the tragedy of her son, who broke into the Abaddon Hotel and went missing. And then we see a video of said son, how he is, like, bugging out inside the hotel, finally breaks down mentally in the kitchen, and then we see a thing arise and attack. It's a great, great film, honestly. I love the way they create suspense. I love the horror elements in this. I also like that, like, the small jokes, small subtle jokes that this movie has, along with the first one as well. This one has it a little more than the first one. But we pick up with the cameraman from the first one. Well, not from the first one, but the cameraman that was working with one of the characters from the first one. We pick up with him. And he gets contacted by this blog, online blog, that did this expose. And so, since the expose, they haven't done anything big. And they were thinking, if we could get this, we'll be famous again. And they're not wrong. But he's on a TV show talking about the Abaddon Hotel and his documentary that he released. Because technically, he's the one that released Hell House number one, technically. If I'm understanding the way things work out in this universe. He's the one that releases it. And then we have a dude named Arnold Tasselman, which is supposed to be like a representative of the town. And then we have a medium as well in this show. And so the representative of the town is saying, like, hey, this is a complete hoax. It's not real. None of that crap happened. And the people that are allegedly going missing, they're not going missing, okay? It's just not happening. This is fake. It's fake. Don't believe what this guy's doing. Like, you know, he's saying, you are just exploiting these missing people who did not go missing from the hotel. But if they are missing, they didn't go missing from us, from our little town of, you know, I think it was Abaddon, right? and so the documentarian, his name is Mitchell Kavanaugh. He's like, no, you're BS. Explain to me. If this is not true, then explain this. And so they're going back and forth. And then we cut into him being contacted by this blog, letting, like, saying, hey, we could prove that this happened. And he's like, yeah, but I'm not going in the house. And then they convince him eventually to go in the house. They're like, we're only going to go in the basement. Like, that's where these documents should be, no more than 15 minutes. And obviously, we know, because of the movie's runtime, they took longer than 15 minutes. And ghostly crap starts happening to the point where the people that go in is the blog group, Mitchell, and also the medium, whose name is Brock, he goes in there. And now, one of the funny things that he says in the show before going into the Abaddon Hotel was that he's like, oh, all these people who has gone missing and who have documented their experiences, they're not professionals. I'm a professional. Basically trying to say, like, bad things are not going to happen to him because he knows the arts of the mystic ways. And because of that he's, like, protected or whatever because he's a professional and he has his show and you should watch him on his show. Which was a really funny thing. Like, he plugged himself in because he's, like, full of himself. And his situation was funny because he goes in and business partner's like, hey, we probably should not. And so he starts, like, conjuring the spirits, which was not necessary because, again, remember, when I first recommended the first one, I said, hey, have equal eyes because that's important. And so as he's like doing his mystic things, we could see that there's a ghost already there, staring right at the camera that no one realizes is there. And then he's like asking questions and then asking like, oh, do you intend to harm us? And I think it says like, yes, or like, I don't know if the question was like, do you intend to harm us or are we safe here? And the minute that it says no, or yes, we are going to harm you, he starts bugging out. And then they realize that there's a ghostly person there with them. And we don't see him again. We see his planchette, because he had a little planchette. He made a makeshift Ouija board on the desk where some people had died previously. So that was very funny. It was a very funny thing because of poor Brock thought he was professional and that he was going to be safe. But he wasn't. No one is safe in the Hell House. But, you know, the movie is actually really, really great. It's slow enough that it drags you into it, right? It's not a slow burn where you're just thinking, oh my gosh, when is this movie going to be over? What's the point of all of this? Everything has a purpose. And we essentially see the people that went into the hotel and what are their fates, including the other person, which was Jessica. So the people that went in was Mitchell, Jessica, Molly, and David. And Molly was not supposed to go in. She didn't want to go in. She had a radio. And on the radio, I believe David and Molly were dating. David is the cameraman for Jessica. This is the blog group. And David, Molly was supposed to be outside. And then Molly claims that David told her to come inside, that they found something, they needed help with it, and causing Molly to go in. And then when David goes to see her, he's like, why are you in here? And she's like, well, you told me to come in, stop messing with me. And we see how much power the Abaddon Hotel or Hell House truly does have. It could influence things within its perimeter, mimicking voices to allure people in. The other cool thing was that like we see the door shut as they're trying to escape. We see our famous clown friend from the first one, not necessarily stalking them, but like impeding their way. And then we see him again a few other times. And then as the movie progresses, you're being eagle eyed, you start to see different things, which is pretty, pretty cool. And I really enjoyed it. They also intercut with segments from the show that Mitchell was contacted to. This blog group contacted him from. It was pretty cool because it intercuts with that, which they themselves intercut with other footage surrounding the Abaddon Hotel. Like there's this footage of a girl hitchhiking with these guys, and it turns out that she is one of the tour goers that died in 2009 officially. Because Hell House takes place in 2009. This movie came out 3 years later, so this movie was in 2018, I believe, that was released, and the first Hell House was released in 2015. So it was pretty cool to see those intercuts, because it does progress the story, it does tell us a little more, and it does show us things that we didn't know from the first one into the second one. We find out a lot more information about the first group, the guys that created Hell House, not necessarily Abaddon Hotel, but the Hell House attraction. If you remember, that was the name of the haunted house. And we learned a lot more about them and about why they went there and how they got there. But one of the coolest things that happened was at the end of the movie, we find out something, which was very important to know because of the conclusion of the movie. So right before we find out, it's like intercutting with what's happening in real time. And so that was pretty cool. And it's not like the house has a mind of its own, even though it kind of does, but it doesn't. So that reveal was pretty sweet as well. And the first time that I watched it, I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming at all. But it was pretty cool to see. So I definitely recommend to go watch Hell House 2, the Abaddon Hotel, just because it does answer some questions that you may have Again, it is slow, but it's slow in the sense that it's necessary to draw you in and to give you those scares that you need. Why do people keep going into the hotel? Who knows? But there is a Hell House 3, and I did watch it. So I'll let you know why people keep going into the hotel when you've watched Hell House 1 and 2. But that's it. Go watch Hell House, part of our 31 Days of Horror movies. One of the best horror found footage movies that I've seen in the last 20 years for sure. Definitely go watch it. I prefer them better than Paranormal Activity. And there are only three. So go watch Hell House, The Abaddon Hotel. So between the next time that I see you and I let you know what you should be watching, don't forget, keep reading those comic books, keep watching that anime, rock and roll, stay nerdy, guys.